Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
Amanda hadn't picked the hotel for any particular reason. It wasn't advertised as anything unusual, and there was nothing about it online that suggested it was known for anything beyond being older than most places in the area. That was part of the appeal. It looked quiet, a little worn in places, but well-kept enough that it didn't feel neglected. The kind of place people pass through without thinking much about it. Somewhere you stayed for a night or two and then moved on without remembering much about it later. Curtis had glanced at the photos when she booked it and didn't have much to say either way. It was a place to stay, nothing more than that. They had both been on enough trips to know that most hotels blur together after a while. Each one slightly different, but never enough to stand out, unless something went wrong. This one didn't seem like it would. The drive there had been uneventful, the kind of trip where conversation came and went without much effort. By the time they pulled into the lot, it was already late enough that neither of them felt like doing much beyond checking in and settling for the night. The building looked about the same in person as it had in the photos, maybe a little older than expected, but not in a way that felt concerning, just aged. The lobby was quiet when they walked in, the lighting soft and slightly dim in a way that didn't feel intentional so much as unchanged. The decor leaned older, not themed or stylized, but simply left as it had been for years. It gave the space a kind of stillness that stood out if you paid attention to it, but it wasn't something that immediately felt out of place. Amanda noticed it first. Not as something strange, just something different enough that she paused for a second as they stood at the desk. There was a calm to the space that felt heavier than expected, like it didn't shift much, even as people moved through it. Curtis didn't seem to register it the same way. He was focused on getting their key, signing the paperwork, and heading upstairs. That was how most of the night went. Small differences that didn't quite line up, but never enough to turn into a conversation. Their room was on one of the upper floors, at the end of a hallway that felt longer than it needed to be. The lighting overhead didn't quite reach every part of the space evenly, leaving certain sections just dim enough to stand out without being dark. Their footsteps carried more than expected, echoing slightly in a way that made the hallway feel quieter than it actually was. Neither of them said anything about it. It didn't feel necessary. Inside, the room was exactly what they expected. Clean, simple, nothing out of place. The kind of space you don't think about once you're in it. They dropped their bags, turned on the television, and moved around without much thought, settling in the way people do when they know they're only going to be there for a short time. For a while, everything felt completely normal. They talked, flipped through channels without really watching anything, and let the time pass the way it does when there's nothing pressing to do. The building itself stayed quiet around them, not silent, but filled with distant, ordinary sounds that never drew attention. A door closing somewhere down the hall, footsteps overhead or below, the kind of noise that reminds you you're not alone without ever feeling intrusive. It was easy to forget where they were. At some point, Amanda mentioned going downstairs. She had noticed it earlier when they checked in, a lower section of the building that seemed slightly separate from the rest. There was a small indoor sitting area near what looked like an older pool space, something that had likely been updated over time but still carried the same feel as the rest of the hotel. It hadn't been busy when they passed through. If anything, it had felt like a place people overlooked. Curtis didn't argue. They headed out of the room and back down the hallway, the same quiet settling around them as they moved. The elevator ride was short, uneventful, and when the doors opened, the lower level felt much the same as everything else they had seen so far. Consistent, still. The lighting there was softer, spread out across a wider space that opened up more than the floors above. It wasn't empty, but it felt like it could have been. The kind of place where you could sit for a while without anyone noticing you were there. They found a spot near the edge of the room and sat down, continuing the same conversation they had been having upstairs. Nothing about it felt unusual. It was just another moment in a place that, up until then, had given them no reason to think otherwise. And then Amanda noticed someone moving through the space. Amanda noticed him before Curtis did. He came from the far side of the room, moving at an easy pace, not rushed, not hesitant, just passing through as if he had somewhere to be. There was nothing unusual about that on its own. Hotels have people coming and going at all hours, and in a place like that, it wasn't strange to see someone you didn't recognize. What stood out was the way he looked. Not in a way that was obviously out of place, but just different enough that Amanda took a second look without thinking about it. His clothes didn't match what you would expect to see in a hotel like that. Not modern in the way everything else had been. They looked older, though not worn down, just styled in a way that didn't quite fit the present. He walked from one side of the room toward the hallway that led to another section of the building. As he passed, he turned his head slightly and looked directly at Amanda. It wasn't a glance, it was deliberate. He gave a small acknowledgement, the kind people offer without breaking stride, and said hello in a tone that felt oddly formal for the moment. Not loud, not out of place, just different enough that it lingered for a second longer than it should have. Amanda returned it automatically. She didn't think about it at the time. It was the kind of interaction you don't question, the kind that happens so often you don't even register it as anything worth remembering. She answered him the same way she would have answered anyone else, and then continued talking to Curtis without missing a beat. The man kept walking. He didn't slow down, didn't look back, just continued on toward the hallway and disappeared from view. Nothing about it felt wrong. Not yet. Amanda went on talking, picking up right where she had left off, her attention already shifting back to the conversation. It wasn't until a few seconds later when she realized Curtis hadn't responded to something she had said that she paused. He was looking at her, not confused, not distracted, just waiting. She asked him something again, expecting him to answer this time. Instead, he asked her who she had been talking to. For a second, the question didn't land. She glanced toward the hallway where the man had gone, assuming Curtis meant something else, maybe that he hadn't caught part of the conversation. She gestured slightly in that direction without thinking about it. The man who had just walked by. Curtis didn't follow her gesture. He didn't look toward the hallway. He kept his eyes on her. There hadn't been anyone there. The way he said it wasn't uncertain. It wasn't a guess. He had been sitting across from her the entire time, facing the same direction she had been looking. There was nothing in his expression that suggested he had missed something or been distracted. If someone had walked through that space, he would have seen them. He hadn't. Amanda turned back toward the hallway again. There was no one there now. That on its own didn't mean anything. People move through spaces quickly, especially in places like that. It would have been easy enough for him to turn a corner or step into another room without them noticing. But that wasn't what Curtis was saying. He wasn't saying he hadn't seen where the man went, and he was saying he hadn't seen him at all. Amanda tried to explain it, not in a way that pushed the moment too far, just enough to make sure they were talking about the same thing. She described him simply, the direction he had come from, the way he had walked past, the brief exchange that had taken place without interrupting anything else. Curtis didn't interrupt her, he just listened. And when she finished, nothing about his expression changed. There hadn't been anyone there. He had been looking directly at her the entire time, and there wasn't a point where someone could have passed through that space without him seeing it. For a moment, neither of them said anything. The room around them stayed the same. The lighting hadn't changed, the space still open and quiet in the way it had been before. Nothing about it reflected what Amanda had just described. But the moment didn't sit the same anymore. She looked back toward the hallway one more time. It was empty. And now, for the first time since they had come downstairs, it didn't feel like a space people were moving through. It felt still. For a while, they stayed where they were. Neither of them rushed to fill the silence, but it wasn't comfortable in the way it had been before. The space hadn't changed, not physically. But something about it felt different now that what Amanda had said didn't line up with what Curtis had experienced. She tried to let it go at first. It would have been easy to explain it away if Curtis had even hesitated. If he had said he might have missed it or hadn't been paying attention for a second, that would have been enough. People overlook things all the time, especially in places where nothing stands out as important. But that wasn't what he had said. He had been certain. And the more she thought about it, the harder it became to ignore how clear the moment had felt when it happened. The man hadn't moved quickly. He hadn't been at the edge of her vision or half hidden by anything in the room. He had walked directly through the open space, close enough that she had seen him clearly, close enough that speaking to him had felt natural. There hadn't been anything uncertain about it. She found herself looking back toward the hallway again, this time not expecting to see him, but trying to make sense of where he could have gone. The path he had taken led into another section of the building, one they hadn't explored yet, and for a moment, that felt like the easiest answer. He had just kept walking. Curtis followed her gaze this time, but only briefly. And when he looked back at her, the same certainty was still there. There hadn't been anyone. They sat there a little longer, but the conversation never really picked back up. It wasn't that either of them wanted to turn it into something bigger than it was, but the moment had settled in a way that didn't leave much room for anything else. Eventually, Curtis stood. Not abruptly, not in a way that suggested urgency, just enough to break the stillness that had taken over. Amanda followed a second later, both of them moving toward the hallway without saying anything about why. It wasn't a decision, more like a quiet agreement. If someone had been there, then there should have been somewhere for them to go. The hallway looked exactly like the rest of the building, same lighting, same worn details, nothing that stood out as different or hidden. They walked through it slowly, not searching in an obvious way, but paying closer attention than they had before. A few doors lined the walls, some closed, some slightly open, all of them giving no indication that anyone had just passed through moments earlier. They reached the end of it without finding anything. No one moving, no door closing, no sound of someone just out of sight. Just the same quiet. They turned back without discussing it. By the time they returned to the open area, the space felt more like it had when they first came down, but not completely. The familiarity was still there, but now it carried something else with it. Something that hadn't been noticeable before. Amanda didn't sit back down, and neither did Curtis. There didn't seem to be a reason to stay. They headed back upstairs, the walk through the hallway feeling longer this time. Not because anything had changed, but because they were paying attention now. The small details stood out more, the uneven lighting, the way their footsteps carried, the sense that the building itself held onto sound in a way that made everything feel slightly more contained. When they got back to their room, everything was exactly as they had left it. The television still on, the space unchanged, nothing to suggest anything had happened at all. That should have been enough to reset the moment. They didn't talk about it right away. They moved through the rest of the night the way people do when something unsettles them but doesn't have a clear place to land. Conversation came in pieces, drifting in and out without ever fully returning to where it had been before. At some point, the television was turned off, the lights dimmed, and the room settled into quiet again. Amanda replayed it more than once. Not the entire evening, just that moment. The way he had walked, the way he had looked at her, the tone of his voice when he spoke. It hadn't felt out of place at the time, but now, with Curtis insisting he hadn't been there at all, the details stood out differently, more defined and harder to dismiss. Curtis didn't push it. That was what made it sit the way it did. He wasn't trying to argue or convince her of anything. He wasn't offering explanations or suggesting she had misunderstood what she saw. He had simply said what he had experienced and left it there. There hadn't been anyone. That was it. At some point, Amanda asked him again, not because she expected a different answer, but because the question itself didn't feel finished. He told her the same thing. He had been looking right at her. There was no moment where someone could have crossed between them without being seen. They let it go after that. Not because it made sense, but because there wasn't anywhere else to take it. The next morning didn't offer anything new. The hotel felt the same as it had the day before, the same quiet, the same steady atmosphere that had seemed so unremarkable when they arrived. People moved through the lobby, checked out, carried on with their day. Nothing about it suggested anything unusual had happened there. Amanda found herself watching more closely. Not in an obvious way, just paying attention to the small things she would have ignored before. The way people moved through the space, the way voices carried, the way the building seemed to hold on to its stillness even as people passed through it. There was no sign of him. No one dressed the way she had seen, no one who matched the image that had stayed so clear in her mind. At one point, she glanced toward the same area they had been sitting the night before, half expecting something to feel different there in the daylight. It didn't. It looked like any other part of the hotel. That was what made it harder to reconcile. They checked out not long after. The drive home was quiet at first, both of them settling back into something more familiar. The distance from the hotel making it easier to let the moment sit where it was without needing to resolve it. Eventually, it came up again. Not as a question this time, just a statement of what had happened. And Amanda described it the same way she had the night before, the details unchanged, the certainty still there. Curtis listened the same way he had then. And when she finished, his answer didn't shift. There hadn't been anyone there. They had both experienced something they couldn't line up with each other, and neither of them had a reason to doubt their own version of it. That was what made it stay. Not because it was dramatic, not because it escalated into something larger, but because it didn't resolve, it didn't change shape over time or fade into something easier to explain. It stayed exactly as it was. It's a simple moment, one that should have been nothing. Except it wasn't. Because Amanda knew she had spoken to someone, and Curtis knew no one had been there.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.